Amen. Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Ha, thank you. Ha, Most High God. Ha, ba, 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 ba. Ha, to the one that never slumber nor sleep. Ha, Papa Shandia. Ha, I take my seat. Ha, in heavenly places today. Ha, Mashandia. Now everyone in here knows who's the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the teacher.
Amen.
Praise God. That's very important that we yield and understand who's the teacher here this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. My name is Sister Mary, and most of you all know what I'm about. I'm about what Pastor is about, raising up champions.
Amen.
Praise God. And thank you, Brother David. We have really enjoyed the 119 songs.
Amen.
And we just thank God for that. And Apostle Thurston, we thank you for the communion class. It was wonderful this morning. Praise God. Because God is really wanting his people to, he's calling you back to the table.
Yes.
So you can receive from that table.
Yes.
Not just remember, but put him in remembrance, what that table provides. And it's just so important. I want to get right into my lesson today because I have a lot to give you this morning. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do it all, but the Lord is bringing this teaching to you because the body of Christ really needs this teaching. We're still talking about the greater glory, the manifested presence of God. God is, I mean, he's getting ready to manifest himself to the church and the world.
Yes.
The world going to know that the church been here.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, because we're going to do what he did and greater works than those. Because we have the Holy Spirit here. We have the greater one in us, so we can do greater. And don't expect nothing else but greater.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Now the teaching I'm going to do this morning is on the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That teaching is so vitally important to the body of Christ. Because the blood of Jesus, sometimes the church forget that that's one of your greatest weapons. That's one of your weapons. We have many weapons. But the blood of Jesus is one of our weapons. That the enemy cannot cross that bloodline. You got to know it.
Thank you.
He knows it. But if you don't know it,
my God,
you know what he'll do? He'll cross you. He'll make you think that it's nothing to the blood. But I want you to know the blood is powerful.
Yes.
There's power in the blood.
Yes.
And then we can use it for our protection. And over, and we're not going to turn to that for time's sake. In Revelation, the 12th chapter, the Bible tells us the reason we should teach and learn all we can about the blood and its power and what it does. It says that Satan realized, you know, the churches, they realized that, hey, the time is just about over. The church age is just about over. And so we say that and we know that it is near and all this. But guess who else knows his time is just about up? The devil knows his time is just about up.
Amen.
So, you know, we live in a world, I've heard people say, we see things happening now that we thought we never would see happening. But the devil knows his time is short and he's acting up. But one thing we want to know, that the body of Christ can overcome him.
Amen.
Jesus left us a weapon to overcome Satan, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, this is not just like an ordinary testimony service now. I want to inform you, it's not like, you know, they may say, hey, let's have testimony. Somebody give a testimony. It's not like that kind of testimony. We're not testifying to each other. We're testifying to the devil. What the blood? And you're testifying about the blood.
And it testifies for us.
It testified for us, and we're testifying about the blood of Jesus. And we're testifying to the devil.
Yes.
You can't cross his bloodline. I'm drawing the bloodline here. You can't cross. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb been provided for the church. But we got to give our words a testimony to it.
Yes.
We got to say something.
Yes. Amen.
It said, let the redeemed say so.
Amen.
You can't keep your mouth closed. Because the enemy is talking. He's saying things. And we've got to let him know. We know about the blood. And speak things. There are many scriptures. Sister Deborah, you had your hand up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I hate the show Cops, but my mother loved it. So I was watching it one night, and the cops, you know, in the Old Testament, when they conquer a king, all of the Hebrews would walk by and put their foot on his neck. It was a way of showing dominion. So the cops had this guy down. He was going, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And the cops said, if you can talk, you can breathe. So the Lord said to me, he says, do you really have your foot on the devil's neck? Mm. Is he talking to you or are you talking to him?
Woo, that's good. Mm. Yeah, bro. That's so good. They can't,
you know, cop knows about authority. If he goes up to a car and says, well, you know, I think I want to give you a ticket. You got to show authority. And nobody knows about authority like a policeman. I'm just saying, show your authority. You put your foot on the devil's neck. He's talking to you. You don't have your foot on his neck. You need to be talking to him.
Praise your name, God. Praise God. That's good. Sister Deborah, thank you. Praise God. We're going to go to the Old Testament, and we're going to, if the blood of Jesus worked that way on types and shadow,
yes, ma'am.
We got the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
No more types and shadow, people. But we want to see how effective and what they had to do to make it effective. Because let's go to Exodus 12. Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 21st through the 23rd. Oh, we bless you, Father. Ha sakatiara. You're the Most High God. Misikeya sakatani. Shikatata nanamasani. 12 and 21. The blood of Jesus, your most powerful weapon. Praise God. Use all your weapons, you know.
Yes,
don't just use one. Use all of them. But make sure you know how to use the blood of Jesus. It's very important that you open your mouth and use the... y'all came to it yet? Okay, 12 and 21. Okay, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in blood that it's in a basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that's in the basin. And none of you shall go out the door of his house until the morning. Now, they had the blood. They had killed the animal. They had the blood. They followed the instruction. But if they had not applied it on the doorpost, having the blood is not just enough. We have the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Truly we have. Truly.
Lord.
We have the blood. But what are you doing with the blood? You got to say something. You got to allow the blood scriptures. And it's blood scriptures in here. You got to speak them. Even when we get in a car, you just apply the blood to that car.
Amen.
Front to front, back
yes.
to back.
Yes.
I mean, just apply. You know, the old timers, saints, they, you know, they would say, not apply the blood, but I plead the blood. And the younger people say, oh, that's wrong, pleading the blood, because you don't plead. But plead is a legal term.
Amen.
It's not so much that you're begging.
Amen.
See, when they looked at the old timers, they used the blood. They had nothing else but the blood. But now, you know, people have so much until they don't lean and rely on the blood of Jesus like they used to. Now, pleading the blood is not wrong to say that. They said the new generation said the proper way to say it is you apply the blood. But they didn't know that pleading the blood was a legal term. You know, you can be in the court and the judge said, how do you plead? You know. That's just the legal term. It's not begging. So it's all right to say, I plead the blood.
Amen.
Some said, no, you can't say I plead. You got to say I applied the blood because you're begging. Mm. But let me tell you, the old timers got what they needed.
Amen.
They used that blood.
Amen.
And they got what they needed from God. So we need to start using the blood of Jesus. It's for us to use.
Thank you, Lord.
We see here in the Old Testament, they was using the type and shadow of blood. But they had to do something. They had to apply it on the doorpost. They had, and we think, yeah, we got the blood. We have the blood. We blood, we, you know. But we don't think we have to apply it. We don't think we have to do anything. Just say, hey, we have the blood. But we want to start back. You know, even when we do, I'm running out of my time. Even when we do communion, we're proclaiming the blood there.
Yes.
Who are we proclaiming it to? We're proclaiming it to the devil. That this was enough. It works. This is healing. This blood is a covenant.
Yes, amen.
And when we realize that we've got to lean and rely on the blood of Jesus, when we, you know, it was a church in New York said they just not going to say anything about the blood of Jesus. They had to take the blood all out of the psalm books, hymn books and everything. They just told those out. Simply because they said the blood was just too graphic, you know, that just, you know, caused too much. And that's one thing the devil is trying to get away from the church is the blood of Jesus.
Right.
You don't even hear any more blood songs. You don't hear, I mean, he's trying to silence, but silence no more.
Amen.
The blood is ours. The blood is us to speak about the blood, for us to plead, for us to apply it. Either terminology you want to use, apply it. It's for us. The blood was given for us. He went to the cross for us. He did this for us. But we just can't sit back and just say he went to the cross and shed his blood. We got to apply it or plead it. If you don't like pleading the blood, apply it. Whichever terminology you want. But pleading is not begging.
Amen.
It's your legal turn. It's your right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
The blood took care of so much.
Yes.
Took care of all of it.
Mm.
Praise God. I'm way out of time, going on Thurston time. But let's go to Joshua 9:2-11. The book of Joshua. Praise God. When he took over and, you know, he didn't send up 12 spies like Moses did. He only sent up 2. And these people, where he sent them to spy out the land, they were afraid. They said, we've heard and we're trembling in our boots. I mean, we're just so afraid of y'all. Y'all know the devil is so afraid of y'all.
Amen.
He bluff y'all and make y'all try to be afraid of him, but he's so afraid. We're going to talk about Rahab the harlot. Please just give me 5 more minutes, please. Okay, we're going to talk about Rahab the harlot. How in Joshua 2:9, let's read that. And you know, Rahab was one of the ladies that got put in the 11th the heroes of faith.
Yes.
She got put in that 11th chapter. It says, by faith, Rahab, praise God, did not perish with those that didn't believe. Because neither did her family. That's all right, students. I like for y'all to do that. You know, I love for y'all to do that. Neither did her family, because that red thread that she let down, that represented the blood of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
She was saying, the blood is here. You can't cross the bloodline. Oh, and through that blood, she was remembered. She did it by faith. And that's something else I have to teach y'all. We have to apply this blood by faith.
Amen.
I don't know if I don't have time to go there, but let's read Joshua, the 2nd chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse. Okay, it says, and she said unto the man, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Mm. Now that's the same description of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Amen.
The word of God said if you just stand up to him, he'll flee.
Yeah.
He'll run.
The Hebrew says as in terror.
Yeah. Woo. But we have heard. Now they have heard. They said, now we have heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea. For you. We didn't heard about those things. When you came out of Egypt and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites. And was on the other side of Jordan, Shihon and Og, and whom he utterly destroyed.
Yes. Amen.
They said, we've heard. The harlot said, we didn't heard about those things. But she's over in let's go down to the 12th verse. Said, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shewed you kindness, that you will also show me kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. You know, back in Exodus, you know, Moses said, y'all put it on your doorposts for a token, for a true. She said, give me a true token. The blood is a true token. It's true.
Amen.
It's real.
Amen.
And that he will save alive my father and my mother. I like Rahab. She was going after the whole family. And my brother and my sister. You know what? If you know the Lord, you ain't got no business letting your brother, sister. I know they have a will.
Yeah.
But you need to be calling their name out.
Amen.
And all that they have, not only save them, but don't let them save them with their material things. I mean, you know, save them that they'll have something to. And deliver our lives from death. And the man answered her, our lives for yours. If we utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord has given us land that we will deal kindly and true with you.
Amen.
Then she let them down through the court. We don't want to read all that for the sake of time. But they told her, you're going to have to put this red cord out. Ha! And that represents the blood, people.
Glory.
The blood of Jesus is from Genesis to Revelation. You can see the blood of Jesus. From Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. He said, the blood started out when Jesus had to to kill an animal to clothe Adam and Eve when they sinned.
Yes.
That was in Genesis. It go from Genesis to Revelation. Did you have your hand up to say something?
God provided the first and the last sacrifice.
Oh, that's good. Woo! That is powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Ha! Shakatatia. Praise God.
Y'all know. Forgetfulness and remember them no more.
Amen.
Boy, I think that's a sea of blood. That covers everything.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Can I have just 3 more minutes?
Come on. Come on.
I asked for 5, but I really need 3 more minutes.
Bring it, Mary.
Okay. What would be your testimony about the blood? You got to testify. We're not talking about testimony service. Amen. We're not talking about that. Don't stop doing that. Testimony service is good. Don't say, Sister Mary said, stop the testimony service. Mm-hmm. But you need to be testifying about the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's just so important that we cover ourselves, cover our children in the blood. Apply it on them.
Thank you.
We know Jesus has given the blood, but get it out that basin.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of... He went and emptied his blood out on the mercy seat in heaven.
Amen.
But then we've got to testify. That's that hyssop. When we testify, we plant it with that hyssop. Hallelujah. Masakaya. We're applying it. We're pleading it. Over our children, over our lives, over everything. The blood of Jesus. Oh, I'm going way out. Listen. God bless y'all.
Yes.
Praise God. That's enough to know that the blood of Jesus need to be working in your life through testifying it.
Amen.
Through saying something. It said the redeemer of the Lord say so.
Amen.
You've been redeemed. Say so.
Amen.
Huh? Testify about the blood of Jesus. Praise God. I'm not finished, but I'm just going to have to stop.
It's testifying on our behalf and crying out. Don't you think that's a beautiful choir if we were saying the same thing? It's like a beautiful choir singing to God.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank God. Let's just say thank God for the blood.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. That the blood of Jesus redeemed us. We weren't redeemed with bulls and goats, but we were redeemed with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We've been redeemed from sickness.
Yes.
We've been redeemed from poverty.
Yes.
We've been redeemed.
Hallelujah.
And if you've been redeemed, say so.
Yes.
It's your testimony. Apply that blood. Plead that blood. Whichever one you want to do. But do it. Know that the blood works.
And paid for, glory to God.
All of our victory is based on the blood. All
Amen.
Amen. All of our victory is based on the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And that's where we have victory. When I'm going to pick up where we left off with Caleb. We're in Numbers chapter 13. When we do things God's way, that's spirit.
Amen.
That, you know, we don't earn salvation. We receive it.
Amen.
And we don't deserve it, but we receive it. Amen. God gave it to us, and he wants us to have it.
Amen.
When they were when it was time for them to take the promised land, you know about the 12 spies. And I'll pick up here, you know, the 10 came back with an evil report.
Mm-hmm.
And they told about how big the giants were.
And what's an evil report?